I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And here we are again with Family Fun in the Kitchen. And again, when we see people in the grocery store or even we've gotten some notes, we just really appreciate that.
We do. And it's wonderful that people want to listen to us at 7:45 on Saturday mornings or anytime online at KJN.com afterwards. And sometimes that might be a more convenient time for people to listen is anytime.
I think so. You know, 7:45 in the morning on Saturday, some people are rushing around.
Yes.
Other people going, that's my day to relax and I don't want to have to
yes.
be on a schedule. So whichever, that's why we're there. And we're so happy that you are tuning in and that you are listening. And again, I guess one other thing I'd say is if you have suggestions or questions, we would love to have those.
Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe there's something you've been wanting to make and you go, I don't know how to do that. Well, I'm sure Miss Nene, if it's a baked product, would for sure know how to do it.
Yeah, if not, I always have the internet.
That's true. You do. And with all your experience background, you can look at it and say, yes, this is good information.
Yes.
So, but today we're not going to bake a dessert. We are actually going to turn the oven on or mention that for one of the products. But we're going to talk about vegetables.
And this is something green. Something long, something that's very prolific, and I bet our listeners know
when
exactly
you say
what
that,
it is.
if they've ever grown one, they know that zucchini just goes crazy.
Yes.
And they surprise you. You know, you go out and you think you've harvested all of the appropriate size ones, and you go back and the next day, and there's been one hiding that's as big as a baseball bat.
Yes. Well, what is the appropriate size to pick?
What I would say, I think of it as a large cucumber, but maybe 8 inches long. You know, when they get those really big size, some of the flavor goes away. But I know some people love those because then that's where they grate up and they get a lot of zucchini grating to use in various recipes. But if you have a choice, they're more tender. They're a little more flavorful, although zucchini doesn't have a strong flavor. But those are the better ones, are the smaller ones, not the great big ones.
My favorite way to enjoy zucchini is in a salad or just to pick it up as a snack. It has its own handle on it, basically, so it's easy to carry around. It doesn't drip like a peach might or a nectarine might. It's just an easy snack to have on hand and certainly something to help encourage your children to eat as well if you have a lot growing in the garden.
Yes, try it out anyway. And as you say, when you do it as a snack or in a salad, it's raw. There's no cooking involved. Just rinse it off and well, you're saying you're holding it in your hand.
That's
you don't
right.
even have to chop it up.
And if you want to put it on a popsicle stick and hold it that way, you could do it that way, too.
That might really appeal to the kids. Good idea, Miss Nene. And so then you're eating it skin and all?
I am. I love the green part. Yeah. I rarely peel vegetables other than potatoes, you might say. Rarely do I peel a vegetable.
And that's another reason to choose the smaller ones because the skin is going to be more tender on the smaller ones rather than on the great big ones. So that's the first way to use zucchini is just to eat it like it is, whether it's in pieces or in your hand. And then another favorite way that I just mentioned that I know people have done is to make zucchini chips.
Oh, tell us about that. That sounds fun.
And it's another snack.
Yes.
But since they're baked, they're not deep fat fried. I suppose somebody's done that too, but they are just baked in the oven. And you can choose various toppings. Some people just like a garlic powder on them.
Okay.
That makes a good chip. But the recipe that I'm going to share online is Parmesan cheese on it. And basically what you start with, in any time you're going to make a chip, is a little bit of olive oil to kind of coat it to. So, you know, the garlic salt will stick better to it. Or in this case, it includes grated Parmesan and some plain dry breadcrumbs. So they turn out being really pretty, too. By the time you've baked them, they're kind of golden brown. And 450 degrees. So, you know, you're just going to, it's not going to take very long, but they're going to be crisp.
And how long do they stay in the oven?
Well, actually about 20 minutes.
Oh,
that's quite a while.
Yes. It's almost like a drying process.
Yeah, but it's crisp, you know, rather than, I think many times people choose just to to heat them a little, not to get this crispy, but just to soften them a little bit.
Okay. I would enjoy that crispness. I like that texture.
Yeah. And like I said, they're really pretty and they're really crispy, so they really maybe are more like a chip that you'd think you need for a snack. So the basic ingredients, are pretty simple. You got to start with the zucchini and there's a little olive oil, Parmesan cheese, some breadcrumbs, some salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to add whatever, garlic or some other flavoring, go for it.
I bet panko crumbs would be really good.
They would
on them
be easy be and they're
very
small.
Crispy.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be a good thing. If that's something that you haven't tried, you might want to try the panko. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that because some people are going, panko crumbs, what are they?
I'm trying to get my history right on them. I believe they were developed in the Asian countries, mm-hmm. and it's almost more like a potato, a dried potato flake almost. Well,
they're very small.
Yes, and they just give. They're usually they can be found in the aisle, grocery aisles, next to breadcrumbs. They just give a different texture, a crispier texture. That anymore, if I bread something, that's what I use versus a breadcrumb because I like that lighter weight, crispier feel.
Yes, I think because they're much smaller and they're basically bread. I mean, they are basic bread, but they're drier than when you do your own breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. Although mm-hmm. I know some people, save their bread when it starts getting dry, put it in the food processor and blend it up and put it in the freezer or whatever. So they probably can just about make their own panko crumbs. And there may be a bit different flavor. But I think the main difference is because that is much finer than usually if you're just doing little breadcrumbs.
Yes, it works very well.
Yes. And for anything, if you want to do fish or mm-hmm. whatever you want to do, they are really good. So the other one that I want to mention is, this is a baked one, pizza zucchini boats. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes, it does. And I'm looking at the picture that you have here, and I think it really looks delicious.
And I think it would appeal to kids, again, if they're going, I don't want to eat zucchini. This may really appeal to them. And we will have a recipe for a pizza filling, but if you're a pizza person, you don't really need a recipe. The main thing is there's cooked meat. If you'd like to have meat in your mm-hmm. pizza, there's a tomato sauce or a marinara sauce, whatever you kind of think about putting on a pizza, that's what you can put in your zucchini.
You betcha. And then top it with cheese?
Sure.
Mozzarella?
Mm-hmm. Just like you usually do pizza. So that's pretty easy. The recommendation is, of course, you're going to cut the zucchini in half.
Lengthwise.
Yes, mm-hmm. and you're going to scoop out some of that inside. Mm-hmm. But if you have much zucchini meat there, you want to chop that up and put it right in with your pizza mm-hmm. mix. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to throw that away.
Now, we always think of zucchini as having a lot of water inside it. How would that amount of water contained in a zucchini affect this recipe if you scoop out the meat and chop it up?
I think the recommendation is that you just brown it with your meat so you're getting some of that. Otherwise, I would just let it drain a bit. I'd probably, if I didn't want to cook it with my meat, mm-hmm. you could just set that zucchini, chopped zucchini aside, put a little bit of salt on it, let it set, and it will start to drain some of that moisture out. Now, it takes a little more time, but not much while you're doing everything else. And then put it in the oven for about 20 minutes at 350. And it's always interesting, Miss Nene. When you look at recipes, there's no two alike.
Exactly.
And sometimes it depends. The end product, your end product depends on how you want to do it. Your preference is different than somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting as I was looking at these that some said 350, 375, 400. And, of course, that will then affect how much time.
Yes.
But and the other thing is how thick is the zucchini.
Correct.
And how much filling you put in, that's going to affect how long. Basically, 350 for about 20 minutes.
Now, if people don't want to start their ovens and in the summertime, can they do this on the grill?
I haven't tried this, but I don't know why you couldn't do it on the grill. Mm-hmm. Not the hottest side of your grill, but just put it on right on the grill or maybe on a grill pan. Mm-hmm. And you might want to cover it initially with some foil. And then at the last minute, take it off. Mm-hmm. Again, and it depends again on preference. How cooked do you want your zucchini?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want it cooked very much. Some people want it cooked a whole lot. So it's sort of an experiment. You start with the basic and then decide, this is what's going to fit me best.
Well, talk about a gluten-free entree. We have it right here.
There it is. And good for you and yummy. If you like pizza, I think you'll like pizza zucchini boats.
Amen. That sounds good to me. Well, we are so glad that you joined us today on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini. And if you are interested in hearing this podcast again or would like to get the recipes that we just chatted about today, go to kjan.com, click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, and that information will be there. So remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.